morning time. New dawn, new day, new start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson Hay Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunged into your new day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this very wonderful day. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to life that we are enjoying every day. Dear God, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, Lord, we come just as we are before the throne of mercy, having nothing to hide. We confess every of our sins and iniquities before you. Dear God, please have mercy upon us. Forgive us all of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Dear God, let the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, spirit, soul, and body, and make us whole from every form of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we have applied for grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. Lord, please lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. Every of our good undertakings, we commit to your able care. Please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for our life this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning. Once again, I'm so sorry I couldn't come up with day before yesterday and yesterday episode. By God's special grace this morning, kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Matthew chapter number 23. And God willing, I will be reading from verse number 23 through to verse number 28. Matthew 23 down to 28. I read from King James Version this morning. God bless you as we follow the readings. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law: judgment, mercy, and faith. This ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides, Ye blind guides, which train at night and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisees, clean first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, But within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Hallelujah. By God's special grace this morning, I'm talking on the topic I titled Whited Sepulchre. Whited Sepulchre. This was the words used, the phrase used by Jesus Christ himself in describing the religious people of his days, the people that should be called the custodians of law, those who should have known the right thing to do and do the right thing. You see how the verse where I started, verse 23, how Jesus, you know, was condemning them for, you know, they pay the tithes of ordinary mint, anise, cumin, and they omit the weightier matters. That is, they trivialized the weightier matters, the matter of the kingdom, the matter of doing judgment, I mean justice, the matters of doing, you know, righteousness, doing the right thing. They trivialized the weightier matters and did what? And then they magnified those things that are not that they are not good to be done. They are good to be done, but they are not of more importance. They are not of more importance. That is, these are the things that are not the core cause, the core subjects. Just like, let's say, an engineering student, or may I say a doctor that is enrolled in university that doesn't want to take a course. The selective, that, you know, in higher institution, there are courses that we call selective courses, that are core courses. So this that is taking more time reading on the selective, you know, courses and just leaving the core courses behind. Courses like chemistry is nothing, or it's not fixes, it's none of their distinct. But when it comes to like ordinary English or some other, you know, psychology and so, they are good at that. That is exactly what Jesus, that was the state of these people here, that made Jesus describe them as hypocrites, as whited sepulchre. When we are talking about sepulchre, it's sepulchre, according to, you know, online dictionary, sepulchre is just, you know, a small room or monument that is cut out of the stones, or the out of the rock, or built with the stones, in which, you know, you lay the dead people, where you bury them. That is what is called sepulchre. And when you put whited, you know, whited is a color. That is something that is beautified. That is, we can simply say a tomb with, you know, marbles, a graveyard where you have built, you know, something. You have built something to, you know, to identify that place, and then you beautify it with marbles or with tiles, or you paint it, decorated it. Meanwhile, no matter how beautiful the outside can be, the inward is nothing to behold at all. Its inward is nothing, you know, to look upon, because it is full of dead men's bones, nothing but bones, smelling rotten bones. That is the reason why Jesus used this statement for these people, meaning that they look righteous, they look so religious, but yet they don't do what the religion they profess to be, you know, to belongs to demands. They don't do the will of God, the word of God they are carrying. They don't do it. What they preach is not what they do. Are you a whited sepulchre? Who are you? Do people around you know the real you? A whited sepulchre is a person that is inwardly corrupt or wicked
And but you know, outwardly professing, you know, to be righteous, to be holy, to be good, to be this, to be that. That is a whitest sepulcher person. That is an hypocritic person. Hypocrisy. Hypocrites. Whited sepulcher. Who are you? As a parent, are you the true picture we are seeing? As a man, as a woman, are you the true picture we are seeing outside? Oh, many wives are very good outside. They can kneel down, use their, you know, their knees to walk on the ground when it comes to, you know, greeting pastors. But inside the home, they place curses on their husband. There's no even good morning there. That is what we call whited sepulcher. Many husbands, when it is outside, they can buy anything for people. When people are gathered, they can do much. They can do so much for them. Buy gift, just be flaunting gift for others. But he has never come home and bring ordinary candy or ordinary chocolate for the wife and the children. That is whited sepulcher. A person who a person who employs, you know, a facet of goodness just to mask his or her true color, his or her true person. A beautiful lady without good manners, a beautiful lady without good characters, is what we call whited sepulcher. Check up your life this morning. An accountant that doesn't know how to calculate, but yet is a shattered accountant. A doctor, a surgeon that doesn't know how to operate successfully. That is whited sepulcher. Who are you? Who are you? A Christian without godly virtue, a Christian without the life of Christ as an evidence, is what we call whited sepulcher. A preacher that does directly opposite of what he preaches is whited sepulcher. What you are rebuking people of, you are good at doing them in your closet, is what we call whited sepulcher. Excuse me. Whited sepulcher. Check up your life this morning. Are you whom we think you are? Am I whom people think I am? Who are you? A police that steals is whited sepulcher. Yes, the leaders of nations that we elected or appointed, you know, to rule over or to govern our resources, that are stealing it, putting it in their pocket, they are whited sepulcher. Because no, when they were compelling, if they come out and tell them, I'm hypocrite, look at me, I'm self-centered, look at me, I am wicked, look at me, I will not, you know, look to the pains of the masses when I get there, look at me, when I reach the throne, if you let me, you are suffering now with ordinary cane. By the time I get there, I will use iron to chastise you. See, people will not vote them. But they come. Oh, we are going there to serve you. I am this. I am that. That is whited sepulchers. If we have known that they are nothing but wicked leaders, thieves, bunch of thieves, as a president, nobody will vote them. As a member of the parliament, nobody will vote them. As a member of House of Representatives, nobody will vote them. As a member of the House of Senate, nobody will vote them. As a chairman of local government, nobody will vote them. As a governor of a state, nobody will vote them. Whited sepulcher. A pastor that sleep with members' wife, a pastor that sleep with members is a whited sepulcher. Because if people know that that is his true color, 90% will not come to that church. That is the truth. Who are you? Who exactly are you? If I don't know you, is God not know you? The Bible says, God can never be mocked. You see, as beautiful as you are, as handsome as you are, before Almighty God, it's not all about your facial appearance. It is how you are inside of you. The Bible says in First Samuel chapter 16, God doesn't look as man look. Man look at the facial appearance. God look at the content within. Content within. That is what God look at. Whitest sepulcher, shake up yourself this morning. Bow down your head. Talk to God. Lord, this is who I am. I know now I have been an hypocrite. I have been nothing but just a whitest sepulcher. But I confess today, show me mercy. Have mercy on me. I change outrightly, never to be one again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. You can reach out through the email johnsonjulius@tableofgodsgrace.org or johnsonjulius@gmail.com. You can also reach out through the line from +233 202 749 915. Exploit this very day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.